Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com, live in his hotel room this time, not my car. Got to my car after the Purdue-Illinois game in Champaign, and my tire was almost flat. So, I guess that was a good parallel for the basketball game I had just covered, but also I was in a little bit of a panic to get to an air pump to get my tire filled up, so I wasn't able to do my podcast while driving back to the hotel. So, you're going to have to settle for me in a hotel room this time, following Purdue's 63-37 loss at Illinois. This is your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. And hopefully the person in the room next to me isn't woken up by me doing this podcast right now. You know, obviously, I'd imagine a lot of you watch this game on television, and you don't need me to describe the levels of offensive futility, that Purdue showed in this game, continuing a season-long trend of Purdue kind of struggling offensively, but especially away from Mackey Arena. Purdue shoots 25%. To the best of our knowledge, that is the worst single-game percentage in Purdue history. The prior low that we were able to find was 26% against Michigan State in 2004. We believe that the 37 points are the fewest Purdue has scored since 1949. If you're aware of the way basketball was played in 1949, you understand that, you know, the game is very different. That was generations before the three-point shot. I believe the rim was still nailed to wooden backboards back then. But be that as it may, obviously lots of ugly superlatives here for Purdue's offensive showing against Illinois. Purdue never got its big guys going. Purdue never really got anything going. Purdue was 3 of 17 from the three-point line. 26%, again, 25% overall. The 4 of 10 from the foul line just seems redundant. It's not even worth mentioning. But this is a limited team offensively. It has been all season. Lots of legitimate reasons why Purdue has struggled offensively this year. But obviously all of those reasons seem to be amplified when Purdue plays on the road away from Mackey Arena. Really, the only game Purdue has played well offensively away from Mackey was the Ohio game. Otherwise, they've really struggled offensively, even in the VCU game where, you know, Purdue won that game. This is just a team that really, really struggles to score away from the friendly confines of its home arena, and never more so than it did tonight. The offensive issues really kind of overshadow basically everything else that happened, but, you know, Purdue largely was okay on defense. The numbers maybe don't look like it as much because Illinois got a lot of second chance opportunities that really upped their scoring. Obviously, limiting second chances is part of defense. I'm talking about Purdue was generally solid on initial defense, but also, you know, sometimes Purdue's bad offense bled into bad defense as well. Illinois was able to get in transition quite a bit. Purdue needed to keep them out of transition. But it's really hard to be good on defense when you struggle so much on offense. But to hold Illinois to 63 points, to only give Kofi Coburn 12 and no offensive rebounds, and to hold Ayo Dosunmu, who's an NBA-caliber guard one day, to 6 points on 3 of 11 shooting, that's pretty good. You know, Purdue did some positive things defensively. It just couldn't score. And, you know, it was everyone, and it was every element of offense. And once again, why this team struggles so profoundly to finish at the basket. You know, I don't want to be sports writer guy who says a layup should be easy or it should be routine. But these are shots you see guys make, you know, 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10 in some cases, and Purdue just, and it's been everyone all season long, they just really, really struggle to put the ball in the basket when basically the ball is begging to be put in the basket. And, you know, it's been everybody at one time or another this season. Everybody for the entirety of the season basically has been affected by this, but tonight it was Nojel Eastern, who was 2 of 10 from the floor. did some positive things otherwise, but just was the guy tonight who just couldn't put the ball in the basket. He had a bunch of golden opportunities in the second half after Purdue had gotten within 9, and it was down 11-0 right out of the chute. So this was a game that, you know, Purdue was down double digits before you even knew it. Purdue gets within 9, and Eastern has a couple opportunities at the rim, can't finish them. Illinois at the other end basically gets on a 16-2 run, and sort of the same thing that happened at Nebraska happened to Purdue here a little bit earlier on. But that situation where Purdue basically trails from start to finish, has an opportunity in the second half, and everything kind of implodes on them. And it really imploded for the same reason, was because Purdue could not put the ball in the basket when it was there to be put in the basket. Why that is, I have no idea. But clearly there is something to this that is a team-wide issue, whether that's concentration, as has been mentioned, whether that's poise, I don't know. But clearly there are some deep-rooted things going on with this team that have precluded them from just simply finishing around the basket when you know, these opportunities present themselves. But there are some intangible things with Purdue here that, you know, keep coming up that, you know, are going to be important for Purdue to get figured out. And, you know, tonight they talk about fight. It's not the first time you've heard the term fight. It was weeks and weeks ago at Marquette that was kind of the big theme. Toughness, maturity, these are things you've heard about this team, you know, at one time or another here when they've struggled. You know, Purdue, I guess, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, simply is still growing up, I guess. But they look further away, at least on the road, now than they did this morning, because this was obviously the worst example yet of their inability to win on the road. And, you know, last season turned around because Purdue was able to win a couple of close road games. That really vaulted Purdue toward the season it ended up having, where obviously they surprised everybody by winning the Big Ten, almost went to the Final Four, and winning at Wisconsin and then winning at Ohio State, whatever order they came in, I can't remember, was really where things turned for Purdue. And tonight, you know, Purdue didn't have to win this game for something like that to happen. They just had to, it was an opportunity for them to show they're growing toward a place where they can win that kind of game. And obviously this wasn't even close. So as I said, they look further away now than they did this morning. And, you know, Purdue had been trending upward as a three-point shooting team. They had just won a really close, really hard-fought game against Minnesota, where you saw some of those intangible things maybe coming out. But this has been a different team away from Mackey Arena. That's not uncommon, and that's a credit to Mackey Arena, because that is a place that makes Purdue better. Historically, it has made Purdue better. But Purdue has always had tough enough kids, mature enough kids, whatever element you want to mention, where they can go on the road and they can still, you know, they can still be competitive, things like that. Something is missing in this team that they have to, you know, kind of be introspective about here, get figured out, and hopefully for their sake get turned around, because, you know, opportunities are not infinite here the rest of the season for them to grow into something. They need to start winning some of these games. They need to win X number of road games this season to make the NCAA tournament, to be a factor in the Big Ten race, potentially. That seems a long way off right now, but I'm mentioning it nonetheless because it's not wholly unrealistic. But you got to be able to win on the road. And, you know, Purdue has already lost to arguably the worst team in the league on the road, and they scored the fewest points in a game in program history tonight in their second Big Ten road game. So Purdue is not off to a good start here. Things have to change very, very quickly for Purdue away from Mackey Arena, in order for them to make something of this season that they want to make out of this season. Obviously, Purdue could win all of its home games. Whether that's realistic or not, I don't know. And lose all of its road games the rest of the way. And still, that's not enough to go to the NCAA tournament, probably. Purdue obviously has to get significantly better than it's been thus far away from West Lafayette, and that has to start right now. This is kind of where leadership, you know, has to show up. You know, Purdue talked about not being ready to play tonight. That is, you know, a hard thing to grasp, a hard thing for them to grasp, I'm sure, a hard thing to make sense of, a hard thing to rationalize, but it has to not happen again. I think that kind of goes without saying for Purdue. I think they would obviously say the same thing. They just did, actually. But Purdue has to get better off of this, or else this is going to continue to happen when Purdue plays away from Mackey Arena. And if this continues to happen, you know, Purdue's season is going to not turn out as it wants. So, again, 63-37, the fewest points in a game since 1949, the lowest field goal percentage, from what we can tell, ever in a game for Purdue. That's kind of where Purdue is offensively right now, on the road. That's what has to change for Purdue, again, to make something of this season, that it wants to make out of this season. So that's all I got here from my hotel room in Champaign, Illinois. This is Brian Neubert from GoldenBlack.com. This has been your Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast, brought to you by Fox, Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, and the Charters team, Remax Ability Plus. And probably the people staying in the room next to me probably would like to say hello as well. So thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again later in the week from Ann Arbor, Michigan, when things get no easier for Purdue with another road game against this time against a ranked opponent. So we'll talk to you then. Thanks, everybody.